Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Welcome to this Global Warming Monday.
Yeah.
Could use a little bit of that right now.
Well, actually, thankfully, it's above freezing, so really the roads at this point are not really an issue. Quite honestly, our parking lot's worse than anything I had to drive through this
morning. I know. That was the only place I skidded all the way in.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we ought to get in touch with OSHA there and report that. You know what I mean?
No comment.
Just kidding.
I'm not going down with this one.
Yeah, well, I tried to report
this gig.
I know, me too. I tried to report the condition of the coffee gig of the coffee maker to OSHA and explain to them that I couldn't work under these conditions if I couldn't have coffee. But they were not sympathetic.
Is the coffee machine down again today?
But no, it just malfunctions.
Oh,
that's okay.
All right. Okay.
Somebody comes in later. They beat it with a baseball bat. Starts working again. You know,
so that's what those dents are.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Totally. Wasn't me. Not
a little applied Louisville slugger.
Exactly. Anything to get the coffee out of the machine, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so meanwhile, it is in all seriousness. I was surprised. I was actually dreading driving in, and I came in an hour later and just worked from home so it would, get solidly like 35, and it was no problem at all.
Yeah. Even the secondary roads out in the country, even my road down to my house out in the country, completely clear. Now, that's not to say that north of these environs, it may not still be difficult, or maybe in the mountains, but the rain and the temperature staying above freezing overnight, which is quite odd. That usually does not happen here when we have one of these things. So I completely understand why the school districts pulled the trigger early on yesterday and didn't wait around, even though right now they may be, some of them may be second thinking some of this, but anyway.
Yeah, there's enough probably little places with ice that you want to, within the neighborhoods, because those school buses have to go in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, my neighborhood wasn't cleared. It's just there was this real nice track that everybody used. So by the time I left, I could just put my, my wheels in the track and got out of, even though I was driving on the wrong side of the road. It was middle of night. Nobody was there.
That was the Iditarod Trail where the snow
dogs. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you could see the snow dog prints right there. Yeah. So there you go. And I was fine. But there, more than 60 downed trees reported around Greenville County yesterday and accidents and stuff like that. And a lot of flights canceled out of the airport, which, by the way, I checked is still open. They say check with, your airline to see what the status of your flight is. So you may still get out of here. Who knows?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
The problem right now is still going to be getting people that are without power back on because the outages are so scattered because of various trees taking out various power poles, transformers and things. And so obviously the Duke Energy crews have been out, ever since this started trying to get things on. I know last night when I need to check the latest numbers here that I haven't looked at in the past couple of minutes. But there were over 50,000 customers. That's 50,000 customers, not 50,000 people, 50,000 customers without power last night around 7 or 8 o'clock. And that was in Greenville County. I think there was around 27,000 in Spartanburg County. Only a few thousand in Pickens and Anderson counties at that time. But, that may change. And I'll get the latest update for us here at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, going to be interesting today, and we'll see, what sort of weather updates we have coming up here in just a little bit. But, it is supposed to rain or be wet it's 100% chance of precipitation today.
Yeah.
And is supposed to go, back down to freezing.
Yeah, that's the scary part. It could be an issue tomorrow morning.
Yeah, they said it could actually be worse tomorrow morning if you get a lot of water. And then we've gotten so much rain before we got the snow and stuff that it creates that condition where the ground is so soggy that the tree roots have trouble holding on, which we would have if we had a lot of just rain, forget the snow, that would happen. But we had that. And so, you got to be on the lookout out there for downed trees, and particularly the next day or two, because it'll continue to rain.
Yeah.
Those conditions are only going to get worse. And so that's what brings trees down, and that's what creates real hazard. It's just the amount of water, which is... incredible. Texter writes, Tara, today would be a great day for you to have Al Gore as a call-in guest to interview him about global warming. Yeah, well, he'd have to jet set and his jet around the world three times before he could call in. So there you go.
I'm not sure his limo would do too well in the parking lot out here
right
now.
It would probably consume the entire size of the parking lot. There we go. Texture writes, it's all going to refreeze tonight. I'm a lineman for Duke working in Greenville. We are working out in this weather around the clock. God bless you guys. Thank you.
I hear a Glenn Campbell song coming
on. I know,
on.
I do too. Be patient if your power is out. We don't want to be out working on your power any longer than you want to be without power.
Kidding.
Yeah,
no
really
kidding.
Well put. You don't want to be out in this. How miserable is that, right? It's freezing out there. It's just so cold. Because it feels like 31 out there.
Yeah.
It's not actually 31 out there. It's above freezing, but it's with, you know, wind chill, it's very cold. So God bless you guys. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Amen.
Please be careful out there and watch out for them, too, as they're running around in the dark. So we're going to see what's up with the refreezing tonight. I don't want to say this because you can hear the cheer go up from kids in Greenville County, but I wouldn't be surprised if schools are closed again tomorrow.
If nothing less, a possible delay. That's true.
Delay or close or something, because when you have all this wetness and you get the refreezing, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. If this rain continues throughout the day and then we get a clearing late this evening and then cold temperatures overnight, it's going to be an issue.
Absolutely. But we'll keep you posted right here. We're going to have round-the-clock weather updates, as we always do, on 106.3 WORD. So keep it tuned right here for, you know, all of the latest and the greatest. North Carolina really got walloped.
Yeah.
We escaped the worst of it, I think. But
yes.
North Carolina really got walloped, including one death, unfortunately, in Charlotte. Just as I just said, tree came down right on top of a car. And one of the things to look out, just weather-wise, to look out for, whether it's snow or rain, when you get like several days of continuous rain like this, or snow or precipitation, it's just very, very wet out there, and you notice, wow, that's more water puddling in there than I usually see. That means trees come down.
Yeah.
So just be careful with that. Just be on the lookout for trees. That's what brings them down. So, and always good, of course, to get those trimmed up, and if they're older, removed from, you know, if they're right near your driveway or somewhere else, they could come down and do a lot of damage. So I've seen that on my own property.
Yeah.
So it was clear coming in from Anderson, huh?
Yes. All the way up Interstate 85, it was perfectly clear. The only remnants of the snow and ice you could see was basically just on the side of the roadway, if you could see that. And pretty much in Anderson County, most of that had already melted. As you got into Greenville County, you could see some of it up against the median wall or whatever, but particularly in the construction areas. But Interstate completely clear. Wet, of course, because it's raining. But completely clear, not a bit of ice or slush or anything.
Yeah, I have to hand it to them. I was impressed. You could see they'd salted the roads by Friday before it got dark.
Yeah,
they
already
were really on top of it.
Already pre-treated a lot of areas. That's one thing that can be done. And once precipitation starts, that keeps it from freezing in a lot of areas, particularly around the bridges, because as the little signs will tell you, bridges ice before the road. Because they're elevated, obviously. And, during the storm, I was out yesterday morning getting a few pictures there and just of some of the images so we could post that on social media. And did witness the snow plows coming up 85 in Anderson County around Highway 29 up toward Greenville County. And we're clearing the road.
Yep. So doing a good job. Hopefully everybody stays safe out there. But unless you're coming from the, you know, real northern part of the upstate, it's looking pretty clear to me. So crazy weekend Friday testimony of Comey. So much Mueller puts out his impeachment plea. I'm sorry. Legal documents on Friday. All of that. Got to break that down for you today so you'll understand what's going on. This is one of those must-hear shows. I'm going to do it linearly because I can't get it into any one segment. So this is a great day to download the podcast. Texting podcast to 71307 will get you the podcast right on your phone or your computer. Again, text the word podcast to 71307. Coming up, former FBI Director James Comey does an amazing thing. He admits under oath to committing a crime with no fear of repercussions. I've never seen anything like it. I'll explain coming up next. Well, the Oprah saying, you know, this division in this country's got to end. It's just got to stop. Here's what she wrote. Let's make this the year of coming together. Get woke to how you can be an agent for change. A balm of peace in a troubled land. Balm of peace. Doesn't that sound like something off the list of Oprah's favorite things? Only $49 for a peace balm. B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B, like they're using in France. Yeah, so, you know, let me translate this for you, okay? Let me just help you understand what she means. If everybody would just agree with me, we could have peace and no division in this country. Folks, there's not going to be any peace in this country while we have a dual justice system. It's not going to be. We can be a peace balm. We can buy a $49 peace balm and put it on our face so we'll look younger in the morning. But we're not going to have peace as long as this is going on. That what James Comey, former head of the FBI, did over the on Friday, what was one of the most jaw-dropping things I have ever seen. And that's saying a lot for the deep state. When I say most jaw-dropping things I've ever seen, I'm talking by the deep state. Do you realize what he did on Friday? I don't think a lot of people do. And I was waiting for somebody to frame it right. And nobody did. So I got to step up. I was waiting for somebody to nail this. You know what drove me nuts over the weekend, by the way? If you were tuned in at all to the news, Fox News, if you watch that, nobody would say it. Well, it appears that Comey may have misled the FISA court. No, he didn't mislead anybody. He lied. That's a felony. It's not hard to understand. Comey on Friday brazenly admitted he lied to the FISA court. A crime. It's a crime. I'm going to walk you through the very statutes he violated. Again, a bright sixth grader or a regular eighth grader could understand this. This is not stuff you need a law degree for. This is very easy to understand. Comey brazenly admitted he lied to the FISA court under oath before members of Congress on Friday with no apparent fear that he would pay any kind of penalty for it. It was remarkable. I mean, this is a guy who is confident that the laws of this country do not apply to him. When he signed the FISA warrant application three times, he signed it, and it says Uzi Renner is his signature. It's under every line where every official had to sign, including DOJ officials and Comey. When he signed the FISA warrant application three times, the one that let them spy on Donald Trump's campaign so they could do political reconnaissance, political opposition research with our nation's spy equipment, which was supposed to be used to keep us safe. When Comey signed the warrant, the FISA warrant application three times, he signed it under penalty of perjury. Again, says so right there under his name, that the evidence presented had been verified and was true to the best of the FBI's knowledge. But on Friday, that's what he did when he signed the FISA warrant. He admitted to Congress under oath on Friday, dossier wasn't verified. Now we didn't know. By the time I left the FBI, we still didn't know. He lied. I can't think of a clear-cut case of lying. And in a just country, if we lived in one of those, with a functioning justice system like we once had, Comey's clear statement of a crime in his testimony on Friday would have been referred to, by Congress to the Department of Injustice for criminal investigation by a grand jury. Or it would be investigated by an honest law enforcement agency. He has no fear of that. He wouldn't have shown up and admitted he lied to the FISA court. I can even tell you, okay, Comey violated 18 U.S.C. section 1001. Very clear what that says. You don't need a law degree. You can read it yourself. The law makes concealing or covering up a material fact from the FISA court a federal crime. It's a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Very simple. Very simple. And when he signed that FISA warrant application, he did not tell the court, as is required by law, that the DNC and Hillary's campaign paid a foreign national to concoct the dossier. We've been through this before. A federal campaign paying a foreign national over $50,000 is a felony. So the creation of the dossier was a felony. Part of the reason they couldn't put that in the file. Oh, yeah, Hillary committed a felony to provide the material basis for this FISA application. No, they couldn't do that. So they just didn't. They left it out. Again, federal law, concealing or covering up a material fact from the FISA court, punishable by up to 5 years in prison, specifically facts that exonerate the target. That's what these facts did. Number two, the second piece of evidence. So that's crime number one. So we've walked through two crimes right now. Perjured himself before the FISA court, felony up to 5 years in prison. Oh, yeah, we totally verified this dossier. He admits to Congress on Friday. No, we didn't. Admitted a crime right there. On the record. Under oath. Unbe-freaking-leavable. Compare that, by the way, to Michael Cohen, who got Trump's attorney, who got the months wrong when telling Congress about the failed, totally legal, but failed business deal that Trump was trying to hatch in Russia. There is no crime there. He got the months wrong. No big deal. James Comey walks in on Friday, walks in and says, Yeah, any of that's true. Yes, problem, sir. You signed the FISA warrant under penalty of perjury, saying that you had verified it. But you're FBI, so who cares, right? Yeah, above the law. They're so much smarter and better looking, plus even taller. And so we can't afford. You see how tall Comey is. We cannot have them subjected to the law. The second, so now we're two felonies in here, and I'm still going. Number three. Same section, 18 U.S.C. section 1001, that's federal law. You cannot withhold information from the FISA court about the evidence you are submitting. In the FISA application, they used a Yahoo article with an anonymous source claiming Russian collusion. See, now here's our dossier. Yeah, we totally verified the thing. Oh, and here's a Yahoo article, too. It's a separate piece of evidence. No, it's not. It was planted by Christopher Steele while he was employed by the FBI and Hillary's campaign via Fusion GPS. They didn't tell the FISA court. We're three felonies in. A sixth grader could understand this. He didn't care. He just admitted, what? Yeah, we didn't verify that dossier. We didn't do it. And you know why he admitted this on Friday? Because the intel committees have an email chain. We know Comey's on it. We don't know who the other DOJ and FBI officials are admitting before the FISA application that they did, not only did they not verify the dossier, they couldn't verify the dossier, and they didn't believe a lot of what was in it. So, I mean, I'm looking at a minimum of three indictable felonies here that should be submitted to a grand jury. Nothing. Nobody will even use terms like law-breaking, illegal, broke the law, felony, perjury. It's amazing the contrast in the rhetoric between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans are like, well, may have misled. No, that's not misleading. It's either you deliberately lied to the FISA court or you didn't. He admitted he did on Friday. And what was so chilling about it was that Comey admitted he violated the law with no fear. I mean, this is how brazenly convinced Comey is that he will get away with it all. I mean, think about it for a minute. Imagine being so powerful that you could confess your crimes before Congress on the record with no fear of criminal penalty. Nothing will happen to you. Even as you watch people associated with Trump go down, facing 4 years in prison, Trump's attorney, for a much smaller lie. There was nothing for Cohen to gain by changing the months of that Russia deal. Nothing. In fact, the date range was already known since the deal had been reported extensively by the media at the time. Comey had a lot to gain by lying to the FISA court. He was covering up crimes they had committed. Nobody seems to notice or care. Coming up, Democrats are calling for impeachment. For what? I'll explain all that. A lot of stuff went down on Friday, plus your text. I would love to hear from you. If you were driving around the upstate, are there any dangerous areas, trees down, stuff we need to know about? Be our eyes in the street and in the sky. 71307 is the text line, or you can call us 800-347-1063. Talking about James Comey's incredible testimony on Friday, members of Congress who were there saying that Comey said he didn't remember, didn't know, or don't, I don't recall, didn't remember 71 times, didn't know 166 times, don't recall 8 times. Just, it is unbelievable and jaw-dropping what they get away with. Here is Representative Bob Goodlatte on that testimony. Okay, and we'll have to see what we can do to get the audio to be working today. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to wait till we turn the audio on, and then I'll play it. Is it on? Let's see. Let's try it again. Okay, no audio. I know we got to get the audio working somehow. Do we have audio? We have no audio. Okay, awesome. We have a whole audio-based show today. That'll be fun. All right, let's talk about the roads. Let's go back to the roads. Texter writes, main roads are clear, even many secondary roads. Intersections are turning and turning lanes are still tricky. Amen. Yeah. Basically, this morning, what I saw was just getting out of the neighborhood. A little slippery there. Nothing too concerning. And my neighborhood has a lot of hills, too. A lot of it had been, you know, it was well on its way to just being slushy by the time I left home. But if you're in the northern parts of the county, of course, be careful. So let's see. Texter writes, where do we go? Sorry, I'm a little out of sorts without the, let's see if the audio is working.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got audio now. All right, let's start that all again. I apologize for the audio snafu. This is Representative Bob Goodlatte on James Comey not remembering.
Former FBI Director James Comey, with regard to the two most important investigations, certainly during his tenure as FBI Director, into the Clinton email matter and into the Russia collusion matter, said, as you've noted, I don't recall, I don't remember, or I don't know, 245 times. That is truly stunning, since the fellow wrote a book about all of this. You'd think that he'd remember more.
Yeah. You'd think he remembered more. He'd remember more. I mean, this is a guy who is, James Comey, painted himself as a paragon of morality, encouraged everyone to vote Democrat, totally gone after Donald Trump. It's an unbelievable display of the dual justice system for this man to sit there and admit under oath, oh, yeah, I didn't verify the dossier. Well, it's a problem, sir. You signed the FISA application three times saying you did under penalty of perjury. And see, this is a lot more important than Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, getting the dates wrong about a totally legal business deal in Russia that fell through anyway, that the Russian government was not involved in any way, shape, or form, that Michael Cohen and Donald Trump were so disconnected from the Russian government that they had to, when they wanted to see if they could get the Russian government support for the deal, they went through the official government press office, which is where any media outlet would go through because they didn't have any contacts. You contrast that to this, James Comey admitting on the record, oh, hey, yeah, I didn't verify that dossier. I might have signed the FISA application to spy on the Trump campaign. I might have signed it saying I did under penalty of perjury, but I didn't really mean that. I didn't really mean that. It's not a big deal. Then there's this other thing going on. You're going to hear a lot of talk of impeachment and indictment today. In terms of this report that Mueller put out on Friday. Let me tell you what's going on with that. Okay, you remember Trump paid off Stormy Daniels, right? Allegedly. Well, we know the payment was made. No, we don't know if Trump knew about it for sure or what. But anyway, at the time, anyway. But so Trump paid off Stormy Daniels. Okay. And they have a non-disclosure agreement. She signs it, all that kind of stuff. Okay, that is not illegal. You can do that anytime you want. Companies do it all the time. Private individuals do it all the time. It's totally normal. You can do that in the middle of a plotted presidential campaign if you would like. Or any other kind of campaign, totally legal for Trump to do that. They can't get him on that. So the problem here, this is what they're arguing, is that Trump used a second party individual to pay off Stormy Daniels, and this is why they have charged Michael Cohen with causing, you know, or they've charged Michael Cohen, said, you know, he made a second party payment, third party payment to Stormy Daniels. There is a law that says it is illegal to cause another party to make an illegal campaign donation. So that's the one they're using to go after Trump. But they got a huge problem. It has to be a campaign donation. It has to be that the payoff to Stormy Daniels was solely and only to further Trump's political campaign. Well, they can't prove that. They got nothing. They'd have to have audio recordings or somebody willing to testify. Yeah. No, he didn't care if Melania found out. He didn't care if the kids found out. He didn't care if it would hurt the Trump brand. That's not why he did the payoff. He did it solely as a political contribution because of the campaign. They'd have to prove that. Well, they got a problem. They can't prove that. There's no way to prove what Trump was thinking unless they can turn his attorney against him and get him to say, oh, yeah, Trump told me. He told me he was making his payment totally because of the political campaign. See what's going on here? So this is why they have leveled all of these charges at Michael Cohen. That and he's a crook. Trump's attorney. The charges that they've leveled at him, tax evasion, tax fraud, millions of dollars of fraud, they have nothing to do with Trump. Has to do with other clients of his. Totally separate. So what they did was went and got him on a bunch of tax stuff. Then said to him, all right, well, here, look at these tax charges. I mean, you could do like 20 years on this, or you could plead guilty to lying to Congress and agree to work with us, tell us that Trump meant the Stormy Daniels payment as a political, you know, fix. It was totally a campaign contribution. Trump knew that. He knew the law, but he didn't care. He just did it. They need somebody to say that. And so this is why they're going after. This is why they have gone after Cohen with the ferocity that they have. They get him on a lot of other stuff. Say, oh, well, you know, you work with us. We could let you off the hook on the 20 years in prison for the tax stuff. We could do that. And that's what's going on here. They're doing the same thing to Cohen that they did to Manafort and to Corsi. Hey, you know, we got some charges here, and you could do some time in prison. Or you could just make up a story about, I don't know, Stormy Daniels, the Russians meeting with Assange. I mean, anything that'll work for us. You make that story up, you're good. That's what happened here. By the way, Obama, $2 million in felonious federal campaign violations. What happened to him? Oh, he got to pay a fine. But $280,000 for Stormy Daniels. We're talking about indictment in prison. So, you know, but dual justice system. What could that lovable chubby dog, you know, the one who really could use to go on a toilet and doesn't maybe get around as much as he used to. What is that animal capable of? We usually don't find out because we make their lives so easy. But in stressful or intense situations, you often find out a lot more than you ever thought. Love stories like this. A dog that survived the catastrophic wildfire in Northern California protected the ruins of his family home for almost a month before his owner returned, sitting right there waiting patiently in what was once the driveway. Madison, that's the dog, was there waiting when Andrea Gaylord was allowed back to check on her burnt property in Paradise this week. An animal safety and rescue group had been allowed back into the area, but none of the owners were. They went in with first responders. And they went in and took, you know, food and stuff like that. So the dog, Madison, had been fed a few times over the course of that month by the animal rescue group when they were able to get in there, which wasn't often. But the dog didn't budge. It's amazing looking at the background here. I mean, everything, it's just nothing but ash. And some leftover concrete. And that's it. She Gaylord told the owner, told station ABC 10 she couldn't ask for a better animal. Imagine the loyalty of hanging in the worst of circumstances and being here waiting for a month, she said. That their instinctual job, he's an Anatolian Shepherd mix. Their instinctive job is to watch flocks, and we're part of them, Gaylord said. About her dogs, it's a comforting feeling. That's awesome. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Love to hear from you. If you are out there on the roads and you're seeing any kind of, you know, icy spots, bad spots, if you're kind of, texter writes, hey, Tara, we don't deserve dogs. No, we don't. Not most of us anyway. If you're out there today and you're kind of coming back, you know, you're kind of apprehensive about driving in, I wouldn't really be unless you're from the real northern part of the upstate. It's not bad out there. Just keep your wits about you. Be on the lookout for ice you can't see, and you should be okay. I didn't find it that hard. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Texter writes, the left has everyone so conditioned they won't lift a finger to help Trump, and they will run him out or cripple him, and not one Republican will stand to help. Do you realize that when you look at what's going on here, the outrageousness of what Mueller is doing, the many, 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 many crimes that have been ignored by Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Mueller himself in Uranium One, Mueller himself in the illegal removal of taxpayer records from the IRS. It was the same taxpayer records that that Lois Lerner got in trouble for. They were going to prosecute the people in addition to just, you know, the IRS auditing them. And they ended up at the Justice Department illegally. You can't remove individual taxpayer records without getting a court order. He did. I mean, so the list of crimes is so massive and long. And yet they are able to go after Trump on the flimsiest of things. One of the most amazing things, they're walking around screaming impeachment and indictment. Do you realize that the campaign donation statute that they're talking about, no one has ever been convicted of violating it? Nobody. Most people, like Obama, did they just get a fine? Like when Obama racked up $2 million in illegal campaign violations, he just had to pay fine. It was no big deal. Trump is at $280,000. By the way, his own money, not donations like Obama. He didn't get to pay a fine. No, no, no. He's going to have to be indicted, say the Democrats. And so if you listened over the weekend, if you're wondering what the left thinks is more, all your friends, your liberal friends and family members, they're walking around thinking Trump is done. He is going to be impeached or indicted or both.
A lot of paper here tonight, but the one thing that jumped out at me is the president of the United States, individual one, directed a crime.
So right now we have a sitting president of the United States who committed two felonies while running for president.
And so if history means anything in the Trump era, if precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed in the Michael Cohen case.
Robert Mueller is essentially then saying, here, Congress, here's an impeachable offense. You decide.
I think what this totality of today's filings show that the House is going to have little choice the way this is going other than to start impeachment proceedings.
Yep, that's the rest of the mainstream media, not what you're hearing on Fox, but that's what's everybody where else. So people think this is serious. It's a big deal. Trump's going down. He's done.